Taylor Lorenz skips fourth Christmas in a row, says maskless revelers commit social murder of disabled people. By Simon Kent on December 24, 2023. Far-left Washington Post activist Taylor Lorenz is giving Christmas a miss for the fourth year in a row. Citing coronavirus concerns over selfish people who still refuse to wear masks for dumping the celebration. Lorenz made the announcement while responding to a Threads user who was recommending coronavirus mitigation methods for social gatherings. The reporter lamented in her post that those who refuse to wear masks participate in the social murder of disabled people. Totally agree with you on the mitigation advice. But I very much judge anyone who participates in the social murder of disabled people just because it's the holidays. Many of us who are high risk are missing our fourth Christmas because other selfish people can't be bothered to mask and take basic precautions that allow us to safely participate in public life. They don't feel enough shame and judgment, Timo. Instead, infection has been fully normalized. This is not the first time the reporter has confronted coronavirus and the measures taken to mitigate its threat, real and imagined. In August 2022, she had a meltdown on Twitter after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, relaxed many of its coronavirus guidelines. According to Lorenz, who infamously identified the woman who runs the popular Lives of TikTok Twitter account, the new guidelines essentially allowed the world to move on while immunocompromised people like herself were left hanging in the wind. Literally, what is the plan for high-risk/medically vulnerable and disabled people? Just let us die while the world marches on? She tweeted. The same PPL complaining non-stop ABT the mental health cost of lockdowns, even though we never had full lockdowns, and having to wear masks, are perfectly happy to force disabled PPL to stay locked away forever or keep an N95 glued to their face every time they step into public, she added. Lorenz went on to say that Americans with disabilities shouldn't have to risk their lives to participate in society and said the move to open up all of society is horrific on such a massive scale. Disabled/medically vulnerable PPL shouldn't have to risk their lives to participate in society, nor are most even given that choice. Disabled people also have to work, go to school, grocery shop, go to the doctor's office. We are human beings in the world just like everyone else, she said. As someone working in media who's immunocompromised and medically vulnerable, I really wish we as an industry hired more disabled writers and did more to center vulnerable people in our coverage, ESP on COVID. What's happening right now is so horrific on such a massive scale, she concluded. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.